Catholic commentary. Spiritual warfare. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Jesus 911.
Soul Patrol Jesus 911. My name is Jesse Romero. I'm here at a hotel here in Texas. I'm still getting wired up here for the show. It's going to be a good show today. I'm a one-man car. My partner Ruben is out. Say a prayer for him. He's out there doing apostolic work. Let me put my headphones on here so I can continue here. I'm in a hotel in Texas. I'm here doing some missionary work out here in Texas. And so I'm not in studio, and I'm putting on my earbuds because the other ones don't seem to work. Okay. Yep. Jesus 911 Thursday show. Richard, can you hear me? Am I on? Got it. Okay. Today's a feast day of an incredible saint. His name's Saint Francis of Xavier. He's one of the greatest missionaries that the Catholic Church has ever had. He was a Jesuit back in the Middle Ages, back when the Jesuits were basically the Navy SEALs of the Catholic Church. Let me tell you a little bit about Saint Francis of Xavier. As I flip over here to my Magnificat. By the way, I would recommend that any serious Catholic, I mean, you can get obviously good Catholic commentaries from Catholic applications. Like I have the Laudate. That's a great Catholic app. And I would recommend it to anybody. But also, there's some good devotionals out there in the Novus Ordo Mass. One of them is Magnificat. And let me just share today. Today is Thursday, and today is the feast day of Saint Francis of Xavier. Let me say a little prayer calling upon his intercession. This would be what we would call the collect of the Mass. It goes, O God, who through the preaching of Saint Francis Xavier won many peoples to yourself, grant that the hearts of the faithful may burn with the same zeal for the faith, and that the Holy Catholic Church may everywhere rejoice in an abundance of offspring. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. So who was Saint Francis of Xavier? He was a Jesuit. He was a priest in the Middle Ages. He was commissioned by the founder of the Jesuits to be a missionary priest. He was commissioned by Saint Ignatius of Loyola. And so Saint Francis of Xavier was, according to history, the first Jesuit missionary, and he gave himself completely on a 10-year mission to the East. He set out to evangelize India, China, and Japan. And so during the arduous journeys to India, he offered his personal cabin as an infirmary for the sailors. And at Goa in India, he would gather the little children for catechism by ringing a bell on the streets. And among the native Pauravas, he spent long days baptizing and teaching the Apostles' Creed. And later, he made his way into Japan, where he spent a year learning the language, and then he produced a catechism for the Japanese people. Saint Francis of Xavier was taken with fever while off the coast of China. He died in 1552 with the name of Jesus on his lips at the age of 46. Saint Francis of Xavier, pray for us. So, there's a great conservative newspaper out there. It's called the Epoch Times. I started receiving it a while back ago. And it cuts to the chase. It's basically, it's just no-nonsense. It's a no-nonsense paper that basically was founded by conservatives over in China. And the Chinese obviously didn't want this paper to continue, so they kind of ran them out of the country. And most of these people from Epoch Times have come over here to the U.S. and have set up shop. There's a great article. It's a short one. It says, quote, not a two-party fight, not a dispute between Trump and Joe Biden, but a battle between good and evil. The Epoch Times sounds like St. Paul, sounds like Archbishop Maria Vigano, sounds like New Testament theology, that there's two teams out there, okay? The sons of God and the sons of Satan. That's in 1 John chapter 3, verse 10. So the article says that in their editorial section, the Epoch Times has declared that the 2020 U.S. election is not a two-party fight. It's not a dispute between Trump and Joe Biden, but a battle between tradition and socialism. It's a battle between good and evil, the culture of life and the culture of death. It's a battle between the divine and natural law versus the communism and the devil. So when the founders of the newspaper, the Epoch Times, they fled a communist regime, China, to come to America, they never expected that this great nation would one day become the focal point of the battle between communism and freedom. I never expected it. I look at our currency, In God We Trust. It says liberty. It says for many one. I never expected the infiltration of communism in my life either. And so many Americans, such as myself, I believe that communism was kind of an abstract thought, something I read about in the books. But communism is something that affects not only faraway countries, but without realizing it, it's already arrived at the doorstep of America. It's here. And communism has spread in America under names such as socialism. That's a code word for communism. The word progressivism, that's a code word for communism. The word liberalism, that's a code word for communism. Neo-Marxism, that's a code word for communism. Communism has been coming into America. It's been a slow process over decades. And it's been a systematic subversion by, first of all, the Soviet Union, and now by the Communist Chinese Party, the CCP. So we've been fighting in this country a cumulative battle for the future of America, and with it, the rest of the world. And it's now coming to a head in the U.S. presidential election, because what's going on right now, brothers and sisters in Christ, this is a conflict that transcends party affiliation, partisanship. The fight that we're in right now, because let's not forget, belief in God for 244 years since the start of this country, that's always been one of the foundational principles of America, belief in God. And there's principles that derive from belief in God. And that's one of the fundamental reasons why the United States of America has enjoyed freedom, has enjoyed democracy, has enjoyed prosperity. And this is why the United States has become the nation it is today. This is why people from all over the world want to come to this country, emigrate to this country. But the impact of this election and the cheating and stealing and deception that's gone on. And by the way, let's not forget what's gone on in this election. We know, based on evidence and affidavits, stealing's gone on. By the way, that's what the Bible says that the devil does. He comes to steal, John chapter 10. What else has gone on in this election? Deception. That's exactly what Jesus calls the devil, the deceiver. In the book of Revelation chapter 12, he's called the deceiver. That's what happened here. What else has happened here in those elections? Ballots were stolen. Thou shalt not steal. Violation of the seventh commandment. Thou shalt not steal. Everything that's happened here in this election has the fingerprints of Satan. And those people involved in this have basically patterned themselves after the devil, who's their father. The impact of this election is far-reaching. And it's been made clear to people and governments and organizations around the world that they must decide whether they stand with the communist devil or with the tradition and the universal values, or what I would call the natural law, divine providence, nature's God. More and more people are now starting to realize that the 2020 U.S. election, again, it's not a two-party fight. And it's not a dispute between President Trump and Joe Biden, but it's a battle between tradition and socialism. It's a battle between the culture of life and the culture of death. It's a battle between good and evil. It's a battle between the divine and natural law and the communist devil. And, you know, we've been warned about this. The reason why communism exists to grind down America. That's exactly why communism exists. Joseph Stalin, who sent infiltrators, thousands of infiltrators into the Catholic Church's seminaries and into politics. He sent young, infiltrators that were communists to infiltrate American politics and the Catholic Church. Joseph Stalin said that America is like a healthy body and its resistance is threefold. America is strong because of its patriotism, its morality, and its spiritual life. Joseph Stalin said that if we can undermine these three areas, patriotism, morality, and the spiritual life, he says America will collapse from within. In fact, there's a good movie. It's on the internet. It's called Grinding America Down. Grinding America Down. It talks about the way this is the goal of communism. And again, for some people that may say, hey, isn't Christianity kind of communism in the early church? No. Christianity is not communism. Christianity is totally voluntarily. No one says, give us what's yours. It belongs to us. Christians themselves basically share their possessions out of the kindness of their heart. We'll be right back. Jesus 911.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, my name is Jess Romero, one man car. Ruben Nava is out doing some apostolic work. I'm here in Texas, I'm Corsica, Texas. I'm doing a parish mission for 4 days. So I'm in my hotel room, so if it sounds a little bit echoey or the light's not as good as it is in my office, well, obviously I'm not at home. I'm here in a hotel room. I want to talk now about what the media is doing to us, the mainstream media. There's a term, it's called gaslighting. So what does gaslighting mean? Gaslighting basically means when people lie to you to manipulate you into questioning your own sanity, questioning your own reality, okay? Like if somebody, I'll give you an example of gaslighting. You know, during the Vietnam War, when the North Vietnamese would capture an American and he'd be a prisoner of war, well, you know, they'd tie his hands together, they'd starve him, and they'd sit him on a chair, and then they would just basically ask him a question, and the American would give a response, you know, my name is so-and-so, this is my identification number. And the communist would slap him in the face. Say it again. In other words, the communists were trying to get information from these soldiers by slapping them over and over and over and over. And that's gaslighting. You're making the soldier by physical manipulation question his own reality, that his name is not so-and-so, that he's not a U.S. Army soldier, and that this is not his ID number. They want something else, him to say something else, to question his own reality, his own sanity. Well, that's what's happening here in our country through the mainstream media. And President Trump is very sharp. He caught it. He tweeted a few days. In fact, he tweeted, it was on the 27th of November, the following. He said this, wow. Twitter bans highly respected Pennsylvania State Senator Doug Mastriano after he did a great job of leading a hearing on the 2020 election fraud. They, Twitter and the fake news working together, want to silence the truth. Can't let that happen. This is what communist countries do, close quote. God bless President Trump. That's exactly what gaslighting is, and that's exactly what Twitter's trying to do. Today, there's American thinkers such as Peggy Ryan, and they show that the gaslighting media is lying to manipulate Americans and people of faith and conservatives into questioning our own reality and our own sanity. How are they gaslighting us? Well, the media abuse, it's wide-ranging. And again, that's their weapon of choice. It's called gaslighting. You see it all day, all across the mainstream media, except for obviously Newsmax, you know, Fox at Night, and you know, a few other little outlets, Church Militant, obviously. But the mainstream media, they tell us that we can't believe what we're seeing with our eyes. For example, they'll say Hillary Clinton did nothing wrong, or they'll say, hey, there was no Russiagate conspiracy to remove the president, or they'll say, don't believe the stories of Biden and his son, that he used his son for, you know, that he was using his son for money laundering and kickbacks. Don't believe that. They'll tell you, don't believe your eyes, even if you watch the video where Joe Biden as the vice president was demanding a quid pro quo from Ukraine. They'll say, don't believe your eyes, don't believe your eyes, nothing to see here. That's gaslighting. When the media, over and over again, they repeat a lie and they're trying to manipulate your thinking, the thinking like, wow, I guess, you know, I guess I'm crazy. I guess I'm not sane. I got to believe what they say. And the media gaslights us with polls to reinforce, for example, the coming election, the fraud that we're seeing right now. Polls are not only wrong, but sometimes they're even ridiculous. Remember that Hillary had a 15-point lead? And again, Biden, he also had a 15-point lead. And yet President Trump trounced Hillary, and without fraud, he would have trounced Biden, or he did trounce Biden. So the mainstream media uses polls to tell us what to think. And the majority of Americans don't believe, you know, the mainstream media will say, come on, don't pay attention. No, people don't believe that there was voter fraud. That's not true. We absolutely do. They're trying to make you question your own sanity. And so what happens when the media starts gaslighting you? What happens at my house? You start screaming at the TV. That's classic. When you get gaslighted by the media, you throw a pillow at the TV or you start screaming at the television. That means you've fallen prey to gaslighting. And I mean, that's what the media does. The president's been accused of interfering in an election, colluding with Russia and extorting Ukraine. Guess what? All of these crimes have been committed by the left. Everything President Trump was accused of, that he interfered in an election, colluded with Russia, and extorted Ukraine, all those crimes were committed by the left. And so these daily gaslighting beatings, inevitably, they're meant to take the fight out of Trump supporters. But here's what I'm going to tell you. We're going to fight to the end. Chin up. Hold your chin up. Hands together in prayer. And stay engaged. Stay engaged politically in your county, in your state, in our country. Stay engaged. Chin up. Hands together. You know, the media wants us to believe that we're helpless. That we're helpless to this passive tyranny that we're fighting. And the media wants to make you reluctant to engage the enemy. That's where they have power. And there's even a cacophony of voices telling us to stand down. We're told to stand down and trust the press to safeguard our democracy. Yeah, right. You know, we're told that the press has been our watchdog for centuries, so they'll sound the alarm if our government comes under attack. We're told to stand down and trust the system, that our Republican form of government has withstood the test of time, that the checks and balances of our system will fend off any attempt to defeat our republic, and that we will survive any attack. We're also told to stand down and trust our elected government, though many, if not most, of these government officials have sold us out, and they're working with the enemy. And, you know, they'll come through when our Constitution is under attack. That's what we're told. We're also told to stand down and to trust the plan. Trust the plan, okay? And so, as Catholics, we can't be blind. We can't blindly trust the plan. As President Reagan would say, trust, yes, but verify. And the mainstream media, they want to limit our resistance. How? By, you know, sarcastic internet memes. And, you know, the overall message of the mainstream media to us that voted for President Trump, people of faith, people that have a conservative worldview, their overall message to us is, hey, just surrender, okay? Just stand down, you know, it's over. What I would call gaslighting, I would also call it brainwashing. And brainwashing is part of the system that's used by communists. And again, that's what we have coming into America, the communist infiltration through the Democrat Party. Because brainwashing and communism, they're almost synonymous. In fact, communism would have died a long time ago without brainwashing, had it not been for brainwashing, because brainwashing developed to its peak under communism. And the two biggest countries were the Soviet Union and China. In communism, the euphemism, another way of saying brainwashing, is propaganda. Propaganda. It worked in the Soviet Union. And it's also the propaganda in the Soviet Union worked. They called it their paper Pravda. And it's also worked in communist China. I can tell you this. There's two key points. Let me give you a perspective. There are two departments with the highest priority in the Communist Party of China. You got the propaganda department, or the PR, and you got the organization department, or the HR. The former, the propaganda department for the Chinese Communist Party, had complete control of the media, because everything belongs to the public. If it belonged to the public, it belongs to the Chinese Communist Party. So giving these two departments complete control of virtually everything in China. And because communism was de facto feudalism in mask in China, everything was built on falsehoods, from the notion of leaders serving the people versus self-serving, to the practice of calling the people at the bottom, that's the workers and peasants, you know, calling them masters. But how is it possible to perpetuate such massive falsehoods necessary for communism to survive? Simple. They do it by propaganda. You just continue to lie over again. Here's a big example. 1958, Mao Zedong launched a campaign called the Great Leap Forward. It was a total disaster. And as a result of that, tens of millions of people starved to death from 1960 to 1962 in communist China. But the communist propaganda machine, they spun it as a three-year natural disaster. Again, communists, they operate using propaganda, which is basically you tell a lie 1,000 times and it will become the truth. That's what the Democrats have done now. They've learned well from the communists. And now communism has infiltrated the Democratic Party. And unfortunately, you can fool some people all of the time, or you can fool all of the people some of the time. But today there exist only two communist countries that are acutely communist right now: Cuba and North Korea. All the others that have tried communism, they've failed, and they painfully failed, and they've kind of evolved. China's no longer a completely communist country. China embraced capitalism big time after Mao died in 1976 and found her way of success, such as without blindly embracing democracy as Russia did. And so as a result, China's now well on her way to becoming the largest economy on earth by 2030, while Russia lags behind. So as a Catholic, again, we know what is real. What is real are the promises of Jesus Christ. Ultimately, as Catholics, our faith is not in politics. Our faith is not in higher education. Our faith is in the promises of the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. My name is Jesse Romero. You're listening to Jesus 911. We'll be talking about the new blacklist of Trump sycophants inspired by Congresswoman AOC. We'll be right back.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
All of life is the battle between good and evil. And I'm not being simplistic, I'm being very New Testament. John the Apostle tells us in 1 John chapter 3, verse 10, he says, "This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not God's child, nor is anyone who does not love their brother and sister." 1 John 3:10, two teams, children of God, children of the devil. The Bible says if you don't do what is right by God, and if you don't love your brother and sister, you're not a child of God, you're a child of the devil. I wonder if AOC, if she qualifies to be a child of the devil. I say that because you can tell the content of a person's character by what comes out of their mouth. She says some very nasty things. AOC, the congresswoman from New York, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a baptized Catholic, and she's one of the squad members, she's a New York congresswoman, she's saying that the Democrat Party needs to come up with a blacklist, a blacklist of Trump, she calls them sycophants. And she calls the project the Trump Accountability Project. And so what are they doing? They basically want to archive the names of people who elected, served, funded, supported, and represented President Donald Trump. I'm guilty. Me and my wife are guilty. Okay? So I guess I would make that list. And what is this congresswoman from New York, what does she want to do with this list? Well, let me read what it says here in this article. It says, she writes, "Is anyone, this is AOC, her words, is anyone archiving these Trump sycophants for when they try to downplay or deny their complicity in the future? I foresee decent probability of many deleted tweets, writings, photos in the future," the U.S. representative tweeted Friday afternoon. So that's a tweet from AOC. She also tweeted, she said this, "Yes, we are," answered former Obama administration staffer Michael Simone, citing the Trump Accountability Project. He tweeted, quote, a former Obama staffer, quote, "Every administration staffer for Donald Trump, campaign staffer, bundler, lawyer who represented them, everyone will be put on this list." And so on the website's landing page, it urges that, quote, "We must never forget those who helped further the Donald Trump agenda," close quote. Adding that, quote, "The world should never forget those who, when faced with a decision, chose to put their money, their time, and their reputations behind separating children from their families, encouraging racism and anti-Semitism, and negligently causing the unnecessary loss of life and economic devastation from our country's failed response to the COVID-19 pandemic." Here's what's funny, close quote. Everything the Democrats are accusing Donald Trump of, that's what they've done. They're the ones that separate children from their families permanently. How? Through abortion. They're the ones that are the party of racism. They're the ones that are the party that has made many anti-Semitic statements. They're leaders. They're the ones that, along with the Chinese communists, they're the one that are behind this COVID-19 pandemic, along with the Chinese, to try to destroy the most successful president we've had in my lifetime. And so this website called the Trump Accountability Project, again, this is to put people's names there. It's a blacklist to punish those people like me and my wife who either elected or served or funded or supported or represented President Donald Trump. Okay? Guess what? This is what communists do. Blacklist. This is what communists do. AOC is showing her socialist training. By the way, socialism is just another code word for communism. And I'll tell you what's dangerous about what AOC is doing. She's a baptized Catholic. Those words of hers are full of hate. And when you have a position of power like AOC, you're a congressperson, and people hold on to every word that you say, you're going to have a lot more responsibility on Judgment Day. In fact, here's what our Lord Jesus Christ says about things that come out of your mouth. He says this in Matthew 12, 36 to 37. Our Lord says, I tell you, on the day of judgment, men will render an account for every careless word they utter. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. These words that AOC has uttered and tweeted will come back to her at her judgment, and God is going to ask her, so you wanted to put people that were pro-life, pro-natural marriage, believed in traditional conservative Christian values, you wanted to put them on a blacklist and punish them? These words will be played over again and again at the particular judgment of AOC. She's a baptized Catholic. And so, a baptized Catholic that rejects the teachings of the Catholic Church, that makes them an apostate. An apostate is somebody who rejects the teachings of the Catholic Church. A pagan is not an apostate because they were never Catholics. They were never baptized. A pagan is not an apostate. An apostate's only a baptized Catholic that rejects the perennial teachings of the church, like AOC and Joe Biden, by the way. So, on this website that the Democrats are talking about, it's called the Trump Accountability Project. Here's what it says, quote, we must never forget those who helped further the Trump agenda. And it says, this site is a self-described permanent record of those who elected the president, including Trump campaign staffers, Republican National Committee members, and affiliated PACs in 2016 or 2020. Individuals who donated a significant amount, like $1,000 or more, in efforts to re-elect the president and related campaign committees are also going to be blacklisted on that list. And others who worked in the Trump administration, endorsed the president in public light, or were appointed to federal boards, commissions, or the judiciary, and staffed law firms that represented Donald Trump's name in any capacity are going to be put on that blacklist. This is plain evil. And this is from a baptized Catholic congresswoman of New York. It's disgraceful how any Catholic could have voted for her. And again, in my opinion, I think that once we find out from this Dominion software, hopefully we never use it again. Hopefully we're able to reform our voting system so we don't vote like communists in the country with rigged elections. Because I'll tell you, if we have fair elections, I don't think the present Democrat Party with their party platforms and with the people that are running the party would ever win an election again if they don't cheat. If we get rid of Dominion software, they would never win again. They're cheaters. They're liars. The devil's a liar. They're deceivers. The devil's a deceiver. They're stealers. The devil's a stealer. They come to kill. The Democrat Party legislates killing. Abortion. The Democrat Party displays the characteristics of Satan. Steal, lie, cheat, and deceive, and kill. shortly after the project, this project has received criticism. Obviously, this communist Trump accountability project, of course it's going to receive criticism. It's received sharp criticism on social media by people of goodwill. Like, what? When did we ever put out a list for those that voted for Obama or gave him money? We don't care. We lost and we lost. We move on. And so the sharp criticism on social media, so the advertisers have changed the site's main blurb, explaining now their new purpose. So the organizers now, because of so much criticism on social media, saying this is a communist tactic. So these organizers of the, it's called the Trump Accountability Project, they've clarified that the list was intended to oust paid backers of the Trump administration. And they've axed the stipulations of those who served him. So they're going to take that out. They're going to also remove those who represented him and those who supported him. They're going to take that out of the jargon on that website. But the fact is, the growing compilation was initially published before the group privatized the extensive Google Sheets document that was captured by Internet Archives. And the tabs separate the different categories on this Trump accountability project. You got one link that says campaign staff, another one administration, appointees, donors, law firms, endorsers, and denouncers. And under administration, senior advisors in the White House are tallied all the way down to the chief calligrapher. And the denouncer section on that website points to Miles Taylor, that low-level bureaucrat anonymous source published and promoted by the New York Times as a senior administration official. And even Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett, get that, she's also on the list as she's under the appointees division. So, Pete Buttigieg, Emily Abrams, they're all saying, we're launching the Trump Accountability Project to make sure anyone who took a paycheck to help Trump undermine America is held responsible for what they did. We'll continue. My name is Jesse Romero, Jesus 911, talking about the communist infiltration of America. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Head up, hands together, stay engaged.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, my name is Jess Romero here in Texas, doing a parish mission for a few days. I'm here in a hotel room. Ruben's out doing some apostolic work. Here's a memo to AOC, who's a baptized Catholic. The Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 19, AOC, it says this about your mouth, about your tongue, which means language, speech. James 1:19, know this, my beloved brethren. Let every man be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. James chapter 3, verse 6 to 10, to AOC. And the tongue is a fire. The tongue is an unrighteous world among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the cycle of nature, and set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature, can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue, a restless evil full of deadly poison. Yep, that's what came out of AOC with this Trump Accountability Project. Deadly poison. And the Bible says, with it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brethren, this ought not to be so. This is a phrase based on James chapter 3, verse 10, that I hear from the instructors a lot at Liber Christo. They'll say, the devil looks at the person who curses and blesses with the same tongue. In other words, The devil likes duplicity. The devil looks at the person, goes after the person who blesses and curses in the same breath. The devil likes duplicity. Well, AOC is not even duplicitous. What she says is just plain evil. To have this list, Trump Accountability Project, to archive anybody who supported Trump or donated to President Donald Trump. This is communism. Plain and simple. Let's just call it what it is. This is offensive. What AOC, this congresswoman from New York, she basically, by tweeting this out, she's threatened, what, 74 million people that voted for Donald Trump? That's what she's done. Her tweet, she's threatened over half the people, well over half the people that voted. Does she realize how offensive that is? I just thank God that we have what's called the Second Amendment, that we're able to carry guns, because the Second Amendment was created to protect us from people like AOC. And as people of faith and people that believe in the Second Amendment, even Obama says they cling to their guns and Bibles. Yeah, faith and reason. We will defend ourselves in the arena of ideas and engage with any liberal, but we will also defend our houses and our churches. And so it's very sad that right now a sitting congresswoman in New York can threaten 73 million voters who supported President Trump. That's sad. That's pathetic. I like the tweet that was put up by Ryan Fournier. He fired back a tweet. He's from Students for Trump, founder and co-chairman. He said this: what AOC said today about logging tweets and names of Trump supporters is equivalent to what they do in communist China. AOC and her crew do not belong anywhere near government. I agree. Can you imagine if conservatives, people of faith, people of goodwill, if we would compile a list and everybody in Antifa and everybody who's, Black Lives Matter, anybody who's related to AOC or any DNC supporter, and get their names and put them on a list and then dox them. Well, let me tell you exactly what doxing is, because this is exactly what AOC is doing. So what does doxing mean? Well, doxing is defined as doxing is short for document. It's an abbreviation for documents. Okay, that's what it means, documents. So doxing is an internet-based practice of researching and publicly broadcasting private information, especially personal information about a person or an organization that you disagree with. And the methods employed to acquire this information obviously include searching publicly available databases and social media websites, also by hacking and social engineering. And it's basically, it's closely related to internet vigilantism and hacktivism. And why is doxing carried out? Doxing is carried out for various reasons, including to inflict harm or to harass or to shame online or to extort money or for coercion of anybody that you don't like. That's why people dox and they put out your information on the internet. Again, doxing is again where you compile and release a dossier of personal information of somebody that you don't like to reveal, to shame them publicly, to humiliate them. And again, this is a communist tactic that AOC, that she's espousing. I'm reading here from Wikipedia where it talks about common techniques of doxing. It says this: once people have been exposed through doxing, their life has been made public, they may be targeted for harassment through methods such as harassment in person, fake signups for mail or pizza deliveries, or through swatting, dispatching armed police to their house through spoof tips. A hacker may obtain an individual's docs without making the information public. A hacker may look for this information in order to extort money or coerce a person or an unknown target, a known or an unknown target. Also, a hacker may harvest the victim's information in order to break into his internet accounts or to take over their social media accounts. And the victim may also be shown his details as proof that they have been doxxed as a form of intimidation. This is why the Democrats want to do this, to intimidate those of us that supported President Trump. Wikipedia says, doxing is therefore a standard tactic of online harassment and has been used by people associated with 4chan and in the Gamergate and in the vaccine controversies. So again, this is exactly what the AOC is proposing. And I'm going to tell you, they live in a world of unreality, because it looks like they didn't learn their lessons. They lost a lot of seats in Congress. And I'm telling you, if this election wasn't stolen, I think they would have turned Congress. They would have flipped all this. They would have flipped the seats without a doubt. But they haven't learned their lesson. They try to equate those of us that voted for Donald Trump as racist and intolerant. Are you kidding me? President Trump increased his base with Hispanics, Blacks, Jews, and Asians more than any other Republican president in my lifetime. Are you kidding? Trump a racist? Then why did he increase his voting base amongst Hispanics, Blacks, Asians, and Jews more than any other Republican president in my 60 years on planet Earth? I'll tell you why we voted for Trump, AOC. We voted for Trump because we reject your globalist worldview, which I as a Catholic know that globalism and collectivism ushers in the reign of the Antichrist, which is for another show. Globalism is also a failed system, this collectivism, this communism. It's failed everywhere it's been tried. And this is why we reject Joe Biden and we reject the Democrat Party. And I know that people around the world in communist countries, they want to flee communist countries and come here because of what we have in God We Trust, liberty from many one. And I know that if you guys are the party that legislates the killing of babies, what's stealing an election? That's tiddlywinks for you guys. What's doxing somebody on the internet? We know you do this because you're children of Satan. You're children of darkness. Your intellect is completely darkened and your will is aligned with Satan. Father Chad Ripperger, the foremost exorcist in the country, I like the way he said one day, he said, let's not mince words, let's not play games. He says, there's two parties in this country, and one party is systemically evil. We know who that party is. As a Catholic, I know that you're going to try to humiliate a lot of us by doxing us. I know that you guys are trying to steal the election by hook or by crook. But let me tell you something. People reject, if Joe Biden gets in for 4 years, if you guys push him through stealing and cheating, 73 million people are going to realize that he's a phony president. He's a fake president. And we reject the status quo of the Democrat Party. We don't want to go back to the status quo of 8 years of Obama. And the fact of the matter is, most people's eyes are wide open right now, and they've seen that the Democrat Party is totally bankrupt. And the Democrat Party is driven by money. Follow the money. Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, my name is Jesse Romero. Chin up. Chin up. We haven't lost. Even if they steal this election, we don't lose. We win at the end. We've got Jesus. So hold your chin up. Hands together. Pray. Pray every day. Pray more than you've ever prayed before. And stay engaged. Listen to us in Virgin Most Powerful. Stay engaged. Listen to good Catholic media, not establishment Catholic media. And don't listen to the mainstream media. Newsmax is a good source. And the three people at Fox at Night. And of course, the good Catholic podcasters out there that are like Church Militant, giving you cutting edge information on this political campaign. My name is Jesse Romero. We're out. Up next, Gary Matuta, hands-on apologetics from the Midwest Command Center. We'll see you next week. Same Christ time, same Christ family. God bless you. Keep the faith.